Open the door and step inside to a world of practical magic, where we blend the mystical and mundane worlds of the everyday witch. Presented by Wise Woman Witchery and hosted by Emily Morrison and Veronica Wade Lewis.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Welcome to The Witch Next Door. I'm Emily, and this week I have my friend and fellow goddess coming to join me here on the show. Angelina Caparelli is a Jungian life coach who does not just that, but so many things. Many, many hats this woman wears, and we're going to talk a little bit about some of those, as well as her upcoming offering at the Awakening Intuition Symposium. So welcome, Angelina.
Thank you, goddess. So good to be here with you.
It's so fun. I remember our last podcast. It was super fun. So if anyone has tuned in to past episodes, maybe you've already met Angelina when we chatted. I don't know. Was that last spring? Yeah, it was.
Time flies when you're doing life.
Yeah, it hasn't been fun. Exactly. Not the funnest year, but, you know, there's been pockets.
Yes, we bring the fun. Yeah. We bring the fun, but we also bring the fortitude. There's a lot of F words that are happening in this conglomeration of experiences over the last year.
Truth to that. Totally. But every time we chat, I get a big old smile on my face because it's always fun. Even when we're talking serious stuff, somehow we still get back to the smiles.
That's right. I think that's what happens when you get to play with fellow goddesses. True. Makes even the hard stuff a little bit easier to carry and work through. It's like if we ended up face in the mud, you know, we can have a little mud fight and like do a little mud bath and put some cucumbers on our eyes.
Yeah, we're like taking care of our pores, right?
Yep. While we're down here.
Right, might as well. You know what? I actually did a mud bath last week for the first time ever. And I was laying there thinking, okay, this is like both awesome and gross and super primordial and like all these things and incredibly grounding. But hard to get off.
What inspired you to do your first mud bath?
Good question. I just was curious and I wanted to do something that was like therapeutic and nourishing and like something I had never really done before. So I went up to Calistoga to one of the hot springs places and did that. And then it was like a jacuzzi soak in the mineral pool and then a cool down with cucumbers on your eyes, which basically just meant like lay on this massage table with a fan and cucumbers and be quiet for 15 minutes, which is hard for me. So it's good.
It's like the spa version of Shavasana. It's
totally.
Like,
totally. But that was my inspiration. And then I got on this whole trip about healing with the elements, which, okay, podcast listeners, you'll hear about that soon enough, but I digress.
I've had the pleasure of taking a healing with the elements class with Emily and I do not miss it. I love it. It felt so alive. Maybe want to play the with elements more.
Yeah, I think we should all get in the mud. That's what
I think. So here's my question, because there are different ways to do mud baths, and I think that they each have their own wonderful extra kind of like esoteric healing quality to that. Mm-hmm. There's some that they have you like sit on it, and then you have to like wiggle into the mud and feel it shift.
Yes.
And then there's some where you sit and then they like shoveled the mud onto you.
Mine was the first one.
Okay.
Well, and then there's the ones where they do a mud wrap that I just learned about, where they like paint you with mud and then roll you up like with like plastic or something to like keep it in so it's hot.
Mm-hmm.
And then they take it off and you hose off or shower off or something. but
I have had that one too.
Oh, you have you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I hadn't heard about it before.
Yeah, I think it's like it's a little bit easier if you don't have the facilities to have a whole mud
Yes,
situation,
experience.
but also equally wonderful and a great experience. And like I found for me that what I really enjoyed about it is like I had to work with like my discomfort of literally being stuck in mud where you can't like move, like you can't just stretch out when things get
Ooh, yeah.
uncomfortable. Like you need to like sit in and really feel into it, like be present and breathe through and like the like get the goodness out of it, even in that discomfort that I have since I occasionally get a little claustrophobic.
Oh,
So
yeah, I can see how that could be a problem.
but I love doing it because it is so healing. It is nurturing, and like there's something about giving that extra energy, that like spiky electrical energy that happens from like moving from space too much too fast, and just like allowing it to dissipate into the earth or the mud that is there at that moment, that is it's quite healing.
Yeah. Well, there's something about learning to tolerate discomfort that sometimes lets it shift on its own, where you go, oh, I can regulate in this situation, like, and maybe even find a new level of regulation that's deeper because you were able to tolerate the discomfort.
Amen to
Just,
that.
yeah, right? Wow.
Amen to that.
Yeah.
Oh, like any even more reason to do spa treatments. Yes, thank you.
Recommend.
Highly recommend.
I did the first one where you like sit on top of the mud and then you have to like wiggle down into it. And I was surprised at how difficult it was to actually like sink into this mud. I was like, wow, this mud does not want me.
Or does it, is it just think that it's worth the journey to get there, right?
Maybe,
It's
maybe.
like not easy access, but I'm worth the journey.
Oh, look at that. Look at you and your reframe. Da, 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 da. It was worth the journey. It was worth the adventure. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. What, so besides the mud bath, what was your favorite part of your like spa
Experience.
experience?
Honestly, my favorite part was that we got to go swimming. So they gave you like a 2-hour pass to their mineral pool. And I love to swim. Like I love it in the very fiber of my soul. And I never do it. I just like as an adult, I don't think about going to the pool. I hate just in case anyone cares, I hate sharing lanes when I'm lap swimming, because I don't want to be careful. I want to take up space. And I want to not have to worry about hitting somebody. And I'm not a small person. Like, I'm 5'11 and like, built like an Amazon. So my arm length, like reach is pretty far. And I don't want to be hitting people or, and I don't want to think about them. I want it all for me. So, so I don't go swimming very often. And there was nobody in the pool except my friend and I. And we just like floated and swam for like an hour and a half. And I was like, this is the best. I would have
So you
paid
just
just
had a
for this,
goddess day. You're like,
basically.
this is our home now.
Right? I know. We're just gonna live here. Plus, the coolest thing, I have to tell you this. See, now we're talking about me and Rob, you're supposed to talk about you, but I'll save this and then I'll stop. The coolest thing was that it was a rainy day. It was like last week and it or 2 weeks ago, and it was like really rainy and cold. And they had this pool outside that's covered, but there were these big rectangles cut out of the roof. So you could like go and be in the rain while you were swimming in a warm like mineral water pool, and there was like these big fluffy clouds, so it was pouring down rain and then it would stop and they'd like transitionary spring showers and then there'd be blue sky and then like I kept looking for the rainbow. I'm like, where's the rainbow? There's got to be a rainbow. And then when we came out, there was snow on top of Mount St. Helena that had not been there when we went in. And I was like, oh, this is a very cool day. Like, yeah. Anyway. That's my story.
Well, no wonder you were feeling these elements. They were like, hi,
yeah, everywhere.
Come play with us.
I'm like, ooh, sun on my face. Ooh, rain on my head. Ooh, you know, I feel the wind. All the things are happening. I still have mud in parts of my body that I don't think it belongs.
And you will.
Yeah. So anyway, that all started because you were talking about having goddess friends to help pull you up out of the mud or turn the mud falling into a spa treatment.
I mean, you know, if you have to be in the mud, might as well be a spa treatment.
Right?
Love it.
make it fun. Make it good.
Exactly. Yeah. I think that's how you know your tribe, your humans too, because they can take a bad situation and you can be laughing, crying, laugh, cry,
totally.
Or laughing and crying.
Right. Oh, here we are doing the thing.
Doing a little transmutation. No
Love
problem.
It. Love it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now you're making me want to go soak in the hot springs. I grew up going with my family to Harbin Hot Springs.
Oh, yeah.
And like, bless them. They like have burned down a couple times, rebuilt, they're back and rebuilt again. But like their sandstone domes and like soaking in the water at night, like just magical. Big trees and just.
Yeah, it's a cool place. Very cool place. You could go. You're close-ish.
I am.
Yeah.
Yes.
And
yes.
Have you been to Orr Hot Springs?
No, that's on my list. It's on my list.
Yeah, I like it a little better than Harbin personally, but
yeah.
It's smaller and it's less, I guess it's just less like popular. I'm using air quotes. Nobody can see. Like it just has a different vibe.
Okay.
And yeah, it's really sweet. It's a really sweet place.
The more hot springs, the better in my world.
Well, and we're lucky here in the area we live in because we have a lot of hot springs.
That's true.
Which also we have a lot of fault lines. So I don't know how lucky we are. It's both.
I'm just going to count all the perks. It was like the one time back in the day when I saw like something on the news for Northern California and it was like a fire tornado. And I was like, nope, 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 nope. I'm like, we have earthquakes. We have flooding. We've had a fire now, but nope, tornadoes
we
not,
don't,
not
no.
welcome.
We don't need a
not
tornado
welcome.
Or a fire tornado. We'll take
Mm-mm.
None. No, thank you.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, but we
Hard
have
pass.
Them.
Unsubscribe.
Yeah, can't. Unfortunately, not an option. We're just, we're, you know, it's the trade-off. It's the trade-off.
I don't know. Sometimes I make deals with the weather. Like when I was traveling back from like Texas to California in January, like there was like crazy storms and snow and flooding. And like people were like, I'm a little worried for you. I'm like, no, I already spoke with the weather. She and I had a conversation and I
I'm
said,
good.
Do it up until I get there from this date to this date. Nothing but clear. Nothing but clear. Thank you. I'm like,
how'd it work out?
So amazing, except for the last 2 hours. And I like it was like, yeah, it was kind of wild. It was like literally my plane landed an hour after the weather stopped. And then it stopped for the week. It was cold, but it was clear. It was sunny. And we like journeyed through Texas, through Albuquerque, New Mexico, to Sedona. Got to go to Sedona for the first time. And then to Joshua Tree, and then back up to Napa. And so, like, the journey was just beautiful sunshine. There was a little rain in Sedona, but it was after we had already landed for the night. And it was after the Red Rock tour. Like, fine, no problem. Last 2 hours, it started to come down like a sheet, a wall of water.
Oh,
and
boy.
I was like, this was not the agreement. Thank you. And it would like stop. And I'm like, okay, we're good. And then it would come back. And I'm like, no, no, no. My aunt was laughing at me. I'm like, we talked about this. No, no, no.
Nature's like, I could only hold off so long. And you were 2 hours late. Just so you know.
I know. Well, you know, I appreciate her. I think the last 2 hours is fine.
No kidding. Got that far. my goodness.
So, you know, sometimes you got to make a deal.
True. True. You do. And you hope that nature holds up her end of the bargain.
Yeah.
Because
Well,
you'll
she
hold
was
up
very
yours.
gracious. She was
Yes.
very gracious. I very
Thank you,
much
weather.
appreciate that.
Oh.
Yeah.
So tell me a little bit about this life coaching thing you're doing these days.
Yes. So I am doing Jungian life coaching with my soul assistance being life purpose coaching, which is helping people find their different superpowers within, helping them to live the life that they came here for. Like, just so many people, it's like you see that they're so phenomenal. This one woman, when I was between shifting phases of life, I was telling her back in the day, I was like, you know, I'm really good at this job and they pay me, but I'm so unsatisfied. And she was like, Ange, she's like, you would be really amazing at making French fries. She's like, I bet you would be the best French fry maker. She's like, those French fries would be the perfect texture, perfect amount of salt. They'd be amazing. She's like, but you weren't put here to make French fries, so you're not going to be satisfied with that at this moment. And so I was like, oh, and that really stuck with me because I was like, just because we're good at something doesn't mean
Yeah.
that that is what we are here for. And our life purpose, doing things that fulfill that and feed that, doesn't mean that we have to toss everything else away either. So it's this really beautiful thing of getting to live as the full spherical human and spirit being that we are, instead of just being stuck in one role, one archetype, one definition. And there's different times in our life where maybe we rock one role more than the others, but really finding that balance that feeds us is really just going to make the rest of the parts of our life so much easier and allow us to have things to give people that we won't have access to if we are really only operating out of two or four cylinders, you know?
Right. Well, and I know that you talked about using, when you and I were talking before we were on here, you talked about how you use sort of the archetypal energies of the goddesses, different deities, and bring that into your work as well. Can you speak a little bit about that?
Yes. So I find that while we have different aspects in ourselves, maybe we don't see them in ourselves or things that we want to integrate. Like if we can see it, it's already within us, but maybe we don't know how to step into it. So getting to use a goddess archetype is like getting to put on a costume, getting to put on our Superwoman suit or our Wonder Woman outfit to be able to step into that and see how that feels, and to be like, well, you know, in my work, maybe I have I'm brilliant, I'm intelligent, maybe I have a hard time speaking up when it comes time to share opinions for different projects or taking the lead, and maybe I have some fear around that. Well, maybe I want to then check in with Athena because she is brilliant. She has no problem leading warriors into war. She knows the battlefield. She knows what's going to happen. She knows all the checks and balances, and she knows how to speak up because she is the commander, right? So I can then put on my Athena archetype and be like, in this situation, what would Athena do? What would she say? And then be able to move forward and step into that. So it is a part of myself, but this helps as a way, as a key, a bridge to access that and to practice it. That's a little less scary because if I'm going in as Athena, right, what do I have to be afraid of?
Totally.
I don't have
Yeah,
anything to be
nothing.
afraid of.
Nothing.
Exactly.
You're the
What?
bomb.
Exactly. And maybe as I do that, maybe those parts in myself, and I get feedback, I get different situations happen, and I understand how to navigate those. Maybe I don't have to so like consciously put on my Athena suit, you know? Maybe I can, maybe then it becomes a little bit more natural to flow into that aspect and embrace those qualities.
A little more integrated. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
So I know that you had mentioned, we had talked at one point about you doing like goddess parties. And it sounds like you're thinking about like, or you are going to be leading these goddess circles, right?
Yes. So via Zoom, the beautiful aspect of being able to be online now, and I would love to do them in person as well in the future, but I think it'll be the easiest at this moment to be able to help everyone to show up,
right?
Is doing a Zoom goddess circle, goddess party, as I like to call it.
Yes.
And the first one will be in May, so stay tuned. You can sign up for it at my www.yoursacredmagic.com.
And I'll put that in the show notes, friends, so you can find it easily.
And what I'll do is the very first one is going to be meeting your inner goddess. So I will lead a meditation. And in that meditation, it'll create an opportunity for you to meet your goddess within and be gifted different items from them in order to move forward in a way that you want. And then we'll come back and we'll do some sharing and connecting about it. And then after that, I plan to do it on a regular basis and introduce different goddesses to you so that you can play with them and get to know them and see what feels good. Maybe what doesn't work right now. Maybe like there's a goddess that you haven't met yet and you're like, I had no idea she was my girl. I didn't know. And so like different ways, using these archetypes that we get to connect with our divine feminine, which is really like the basis of creativity, and allowing that to move with our divine masculine to take action into the physical space. So the goal is to bring more of that magic into our life, because we are beautiful, magical beings, and we forget it sometimes between the dishes and the dusting and doing errands and doing our paperwork and all of this. We just we forget sometimes
that
we're whirling on a big rock in space, you
know? Yes, which in and of itself feels like magic.
It is.
Yeah.
I mean,
pretty wild.
I haven't met a sunset that wasn't magical, you
right?
Know?
Also true. So are these circles going to be opened or closed? Like if somebody like couldn't come to the first one in May, but they saw a goddess they were really interested in working with that you were offering later, could they just come to that circle?
Thanks for that question. Yes, they would be absolutely welcome to. For this next year, from 2024 to 25, these are going to be complimentary. We will relook at that come the end of that cycle, but it's going to be complimentary for this next year. So we can just all meet and connect together and create a lovely space, because the goddess, she needs her space, and we're going to make some room for her.
I love it. So good. Yeah. Cool.
And I highly like encourage those who do join, if you have a goddess that you are working with, like wear something that honors her, bring like, it's going to be online, so it's like bringing to your Zoom, but like bring your statue of her or a stone or a little offering for her. That way, like she can be present and honored, because she is welcome.
Well, I think it also just is important to note that doing those types of things whenever you step into sacred space virtually really helps you to cement yourself in that sacred space. Like if I take the time before a class or a circle that I'm holding or whatever it might be, or even going to create a little altar in my space that's specific to that, if I take time to light my candle and maybe use some smoke to clear my space or light some incense or put on, you know, some anointing oil, all of those things help me drop in even deeper in the virtual space. Because so often, you know, when we are in virtual space, it's amazing. And we can get really distracted because we're often in our homes, right? So it's like, oh, I hear the kiddo in the other room, or in my house, I hear the dog barking. What's all that about? Or the TV is really loud, or, oh, my neighbor just got home and their car alarm's going, you know, whatever it might be. So how do you bring your focus into the space you're in? And so I love this idea of, like, if we're going to be working with a goddess, bringing that goddess to the space so that we're fully able to be present with her and with ourselves and everybody else in the circle.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I had a partner last year, and when he came in on one of the sessions that I was working, he like looks down at me. He's like, "What is happening?" And I'm like, "I'm at the conference." And he's like, "What is this circle of like crystals all around your feet and around your desk?" And I'm like wearing a crown and I'm wearing my crystal necklaces. I was like, "You don't need to be here right now. This is my space and my time. And don't you worry about it. This is nothing for you to be concerned about.
You just stepped into my circle. Please step back."
Exactly. Nobody invited you.
Right. I know. So Angelina's teaching at the Cauldron of Wisdom Awakening Intuition Symposium. And one of the things I send out to people who sign up is this like request of like, or invitation more of like, can you make some space for yourself? Can you set yourself up to be in that space with us? And now Angelina just gave you a little snapshot of probably what will be happening on her end. And maybe some inspiration for y'all.
Don't be afraid to look weird to other people. It is your sacred space, and you do what you need to do. We do enough like modifying of ourselves to work out in the world.
Yeah.
In our sacred space, we do what we want.
Yes.
Or even more so, we do what we need. Like, ooh, sometimes we don't want to do it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know. I'm so excited to get to teach the acupressure for intuition class this coming cauldron.
Yeah. It's, can you tell us a little bit about that? I'm so curious because I don't even know. Like, I'm like, what is this all about? What is this magic all about, Angelina?
So I fell in love with massage and acupressure points when I was 5 years old because my mom was kind enough to share a half an hour of her massage. Like, she rarely did things for herself. And like, she got this one massage therapist came to our house and was doing an hour massage for her. And she let me have a half hour of it when I was 5 years old. Thanks, Mom. And and I remember getting up off the table being like, this is the most magical thing on earth. I was five, so my world small, but I still believe this.
My hearth was small.
Amazing. Yeah, my hearth was small at that moment, but still accurate. Yeah. And I was like, I want to learn. So I was like, the massage therapist let me like work the other leg or work the other arm with her. And then I came into like a reflexology chart with like feet. And so I knew that I wanted to do massage therapy and acupressure. So when I was 16, I became a massage therapist. I went on to do energy work. And then I went to acupuncture school for a year and a half to get the basics, and then got my acupressure certification for emotional healing and women's health, like, focused.
I did not know this about you. Like, I did not know this one hat that you wear. Had no idea.
Well, she's a cute hat.
Did you know I also trained to be a massage therapist?
I did not. See,
twinning.
Your hat's cute too,
twinning.
Girl.
Yeah, I know. Well, I didn't do all the other stuff, but yeah, there is magic in that touch.
Touch is healing. So, and yeah. I just like remember being in acupuncture school. And so at one point when I was in elementary school, I had been hit in the chest. It was before I had developed. I'd been hit in the chest with a bat. So growing up, I really didn't have any feeling in my chest at all. Like
in your breast tissue?
Yep, no feeling in my breast tissue, like nothing. So I remember, like, at one point, my very first like month in acupuncture school, because you don't get to needle at that point, but you are being needled and learning about points and things like that. And my pericardium 6 was needled, which is a point that we'll be discussing. And and I was like, I feel my chest, like I feel that go up through my arm. I actually feel like my clothing and my bra on my breast tissue. And they're like, yeah, that's where that meridian goes. And I was like,
Wow.
what? And so it was just like, I'm like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. And also I can say that I fell in love with acupuncture and pressure by watching Xena Warrior Princess. I don't know if you remember. Did you ever watch her?
Not very much, but I did watch a couple episodes. I know who she is,
Okay.
I'll tell you that.
So there in her sordid past, she had been severely injured and left to die, and this woman from China found her and like healed her using acupuncture, and then taught her different pressure points to both heal and hinder a person. And growing up, I was like, well, I am not a size 2 brunette. I am like also a woman that takes up space that is brunette. And I just like loved how powerful and amazing Xena was. And I was like, well, I didn't realize how much of my life was based on like wanting to hone my Xena talents. From my childhood, because I was like, jujitsu, acupuncture, totally it works. But like, because she was like able to like heal people, like relieve pain, help them sleep, revive people through these points. And those are points that are very, I mean, not necessarily the ones from the show, but there are acupuncture points that help with all these. In fact, when I was a doula for one of my friends, I was able to use a resuscitation point that's underneath her her nose on her lips when she was losing blood and she was becoming unconscious and they needed her to stay conscious. So I got to be a part of her life support team with that. So that was like a huge blessing. And like when you don't, like if you're a place that you have limited resources, acupressure and acupuncture, knowing those points, they can give you that last bit of energy. Like stomach 36 on your legs can give you, it's called the 3 mile point. So it gives you that extra energy that if you need to get somewhere to be safe, it can help you with that. Like different tools, our body is like a remote control and it has different buttons that can assist us.
I
Now,
wish
if
I
the
knew that
batteries are
point.
low, we have other issues, but
Yeah, well, there's that. You got to teach me that 3 mile point because I just ran a 10K last week and I could have really used that.
Yeah, it's perfect, Wayne, for all of those marathons, for sure. I will show you. No
right.
Worries.
Good. Woo. So you're going to help everybody learn these points or some points that will help them with their intuitive knowing.
Right. So we're going to go through the 12 main meridians, and each of them are associated with different elements, which you love. And they're also associated with like different organs of the body and times of the day. So the cool thing is when you do an acupressure point, that it's not just that treatment for that point, but like for the next 24 hours, you're experiencing that treatment through each of the different meridians on the clock as it goes through it. So it's a 24 hour kind of healing session. You see how it affects each meridian as it goes through.
Very cool.
Yeah.
This sounds very awesome. I'm excited.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah, it is. Well, will you show us how to do them on ourselves so that while
yes,
we're all together,
we're going to be practicing. Yes, we're going to do it in fun ways though, because they say that like to learn something by repetition is like 400 times, but if you do it in play, 4 to 10 times it takes to remember. So we're going to play
That makes
play
sense.
with some acupressure points.
Perfect. This is one of the things I love so much about hosting these conferences and symposiums is that we really have an opportunity to learn things we might not otherwise have learned, but we get to practice them together. And that practice piece, I think for me, I'm such a like a kinesthetic learner. I like to know all the things and I like to like take notes and all of that, but it doesn't really land for me until I can actually practice it with my body. So I love that we're going to be doing this together. Very cool.
Yeah, and there's a large amount of acupressure and acupuncture points. Those are the same, but you know, there's a large amount of them. So we're just going to choose a few
Right.
to specifically hone into intuition. But I highly recommend, like, you know, if you have like a certain point in your body that hurts, like look up what acupuncture
Yeah.
point might be around that, because it's worth looking into. And sometimes it's very, very fascinating.
Totally. I'm somebody who's very in tune with my body, and I get my modality as a therapist is somatic. So I'm always working with people about what's happening in their bodies. And sometimes that's hands-on and sometimes it's movement and all of those things. But for myself, I've had a lot of somatic psychotherapy, and I have discovered over time that often there will be an emotion that's like will be, I'll just use an example, like maybe my therapist touched something in my leg and it triggers something in another part of my body and that evokes this feeling. And suddenly I'm like, oh, that hurts because, and then that feeling starts to get unlocked. And I think it's similar in the acupuncture I've had, you know, that certain feelings arise, or even certain visions arise. Like when you're laying on that table and you're full of needles and you go into that like relaxed state, visions come up. And sometimes I think they're directly correlated, or they have been actually directly correlated to the points that have been done. So it's just, our bodies are so freaking smart.
Full of information.
Full of information. We just have to know how to access it.
And then actually listen to
yes,
it.
That too.
Like, it's hard because a lot of times we're on survival mode. So we're like, I don't have time for that.
Yep.
Like, you know.
Or that's uncomfortable. No, thank you.
Right.
And moving right along. Yeah.
No thanks. It's funny. So my tarot lady, Christine, and I were talking about like the difference in the body between like a no and a nope.
Uh-huh.
And so like, a no for me, it might be out of like fear, or mm-hmm. like maybe it is something I need to do, but I'm uncomfortable with it yet. But like a straight up nope,
mm-hmm.
nope, that is like my intuition being like, oh hell no, that's not gonna go down. Like that is, there is no other thing going in, but that is just a core nope,
yep.
nope.
Well, and that's
The
what
nope
I'm
is
gonna be
mine.
teaching.
Ooh.
Is yes, no, maybe so. So about really listening to these different ways that our body speaks. And we'll be using our pendulums to help a little bit with that. But just, you know, that what is your hard no? Where's that coming from? What does that feel like? Anyway, mm-hmm. we'll play with that. So
excited.
I know. It's gonna be so fun. We're gonna have so much fun.
So much fun.
We're going to be so.
I know that's the great thing about teaching at these things too, because I'm like, I can't wait to see all the other teachers, what they're doing. I'm like, they're all so cool. Thanks for thinking I'm cool too.
Right, right. Look at us in the cool kid club, you know? And then we get to have all these other people who come and hang out with us, and they're really cool too. And they're willing to like
right?
try out stuff and, you know, be a part of the collective. It's rad.
It's amazing. I mean, that is 100% true. I love all the humans that come to these classes, because they have so much information they share with us too.
Totally.
And like their experiences, they give feedback. I'm like, oh my gosh, you're so rad. So
I know.
Rad.
It's true. And I think it's been so much better since I started doing them on Zoom instead of just like streaming them, because now people can actually often share things in a different way. And it feels a little more contained. Like the circle is held a little tighter. So it's pretty cool.
That's awesome.
I don't know. So Angelina, how can people find you? You mentioned your website. Are there other ways people
Yes.
can connect with you?
So on Instagram, and it's at Your Sacred Magic. So feel free to reach out there, or Your Sacred Magic at gmail.com is the way to email me. So those three ways are really great. Be able to reach me, send a message.
Say hey.
Go, hey, 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 goddess, hey.
What's happening over there?
Come play.
Yes.
Yes, there will be a lot of magical fun happening coming up. So,
yeah, like
definitely hope to see everyone at the conference.
April 26th and 27th.
Yay!
And then come to some circles.
Meet some goddesses. Circles. Come play. Like, honestly, it's going to be, we need to make more space for her. We need more divine feminine nurturing time where we can be our most glorious shiny goddess self, or our most glorious twig woman mud self, or our most glorious chopping off heads, the blood of our enemies self, whatever goddess needs to show up that day, she is welcome.
Yeah.
Metaphorical heads.
Right. Also. Metaphorical heads. Let's be clear. We're not condoning the chopping of actual heads.
No, yeah. Clarity is good. Yeah. But but sometimes we need to destroy some patterns. Sometimes we need to burn some old bridges, either with like old patterns of way we treat ourselves or allow ourselves to be treated, or any numerous things.
Sometimes we got to burn it all down so we can be reborn.
That's right.
Yeah. Sweet. Wow. Thank you for being here. I so appreciate you taking the time out of your weekend to hang out with me.
Always a pleasure. Always fun.
It is always fun. It is always a pleasure. And I'm just really pumped on getting to attend your class. So I'm looking forward to making that magic with you too.
Yay.
Yay.
Feelings mutual.
Sweet. Well, to everyone listening in, thank you for joining us. And until next time, keep it magical.
Hey there, friends. Emily here from Wise Woman Witchery. If you like what you hear on The Witch Next Door, I invite you to support us. You can do that by rating, reviewing, liking, following, what else? Whatever else it is that you do on the platform you like to listen to podcasts on. By doing these things, it actually helps other people find us. And in that way, helps us spread the magic. So I appreciate you taking the time to do that. And thanks for being a listener.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Thank you for joining us on The Witch Next Door. Join us next week as we explore more ways to make every day more magical. Can't wait? Visit wisewomanwitchery.com or follow Wise Woman Witchery on Facebook and Instagram to stay up to date on all current offerings and be a part of the tribe. All episodes are created by Emily Morrison and Veronica Wade Lewis. Music written and performed by Jean Cornelius.